We were talking about the clash of cultures. In fact, I'm going to ask Jan Vermeulen to just join us. How's it, Jan Vermeulen?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. Jan, we were talking earlier about a clash of cultures. Now, let me just tell you that Jan is the editor at large for mybroadband.co.za. If you don't know what that is, go and look on the interweb. It is a very, very good tech website. So we were talking earlier to, TV Ubuntu, right? And this is about young African women, a rite of passage when they reach puberty. We have the reed dance. Two Saturdays ago, we had the reed dance. And they, obviously they're in traditional dress and they go bare chested. And as they were sharing, as young girls, you know, 13, 14, 15 would do, they were sharing these videos on social media.
Right.
Google banned them.
Of course.
Because they said it's pornography.
Right. And this is an issue in Western cultures as well. It's a cause for a huge activist movement on platforms like Instagram, where artists want to be able to express themselves with nude photos and so on. But like the line between artistic nudes and pornography, who decides what that line is, right? And so these platforms tend to take a fairly hardline stance on nudity, and especially if it's underage nudity. So the age of consent varies from region to region, and in South Africa it's actually quite low in certain circumstances. But that's perhaps a debate for another time. You know, in France, the age of consent I think is relatively low, but in mature economies, the age of consent is usually 18, right? Mm. And so if you have 13, 14 year olds posting topless photos of themselves on social media, it's going to trigger something inside those companies immediately and go, this is child pornography and needs to get banned immediately.
And yet Google will allow real pornography. How's that possible?
Real pornography, when you've got a consenting adult where someone is of age, in this case, age of majority is kind of seen as 18, and they can be seen as being legally able to consent, then it's okay. But as soon as minors are involved, and this was a huge thing on YouTube recently, where pedophiles were using the platform to almost send one another messages in a bottle and send one another down what we call YouTube rabbit holes or YouTube black holes, to find videos of minors in positions that no normal person I think would see as provocative in any way, but like it would be, you know, like a minor doing a gymnastic routine. And then, you know, like pedophiles would hone in on this video and like send one another secret messages in the comments below and link other pedophiles to this video through the YouTube system. And like, you know, there was a huge expose on this and YouTube cracked down on it immediately. It had some other unintended consequences, but the fact is these platforms are incredibly sensitive to content involving minors, especially if it's potentially exploitative. And so, yeah, it's 100%. Like there's definitely like a culture mismatch here. Where in Africa, you know, it's not even a thing. Whereas in places like in places like Europe and North America, it's like a bare-chested a teenage girl is just a no-no. It's a difficult thing. I don't know what the answer is here, because unfortunately the world is full of evil people.
Yeah, you see, I just think that it can't begin and end with that word consent. I think that if you're going to talk about pornography, you need to look at the socio the social implications of that, the impact that pornography has on society. Jan, right. I'm going to share, you and our Facebook friends, I'm going to share a video on Facebook. There was a documentary that was done into the money, who wins from porn.
Right.
And it was done through the American porn industry. And they, of course, were looking for new markets.
Right, right.
They took a rural village in Uganda that doesn't have electricity. They have no running water. They do not have public toilets or anything like that. We're talking really, really rural. And once a month, this American company sets up generators to show them pornography. The rate of rape all went sky high. All of a sudden, women who had been with their husbands for 20 years were being asked to do things in the bedroom that they had never even conceived of. All of a sudden, the implications. So if Google was really serious about it, then let's talk about real pornography and why Africans have to give up culture in order to avoid the fetishes of pedophiles. You hear my anger about it. I'm really annoyed about this.
Yeah, it's a very interesting discussion because it's exactly that, right? So on the one hand, you know, there's a thing that's almost normal in, or that's become normal, and you can, you know, civilized people can disagree about it civilly, where, you know, yes, I mean, the fact that it has destructive, like any addiction, has destructive, tendencies, on people, even in markets where like it's mature, it's well understood, and it's, you know, it's, and it's not even, a consideration anymore. You know, so that thing, which is, you know, quite allowed and seen as, you know, normal, you know, is like, you know, you might have conversations with people, in Europe and North America who will say, there's nothing wrong with porn. You know, and there's movements on social media and, you know, and online, offline, for people, you know, advocating for the rights of sex workers, where, you know, porn actors and actresses is one of those, and saying, you know, this is a perfectly normal thing, you know, catering to perfectly normal thing, desires, you know, nothing out of the ordinary here. But when taken out of like that particular, like safe context, and once again, we can debate that, and placed into the context that you're describing, it can be incredibly destructive.
Unbelievable.
And the flip side of that is that, you know, in our cases where, you know, something like this rites of passage would not be seen as sexual at all, it's suddenly sexualized, like, you know, like the whole, you know, like a whole, underrepresented culture's identity is flipped upside down.
Absolutely.
Because of that. So yeah, it's an interesting discussion. Yeah. This is a good, juicy question.
It really is. And it's one that we are going to have to leave right here this week. But do an article on it, darn it. I'll send you the video. Okay. I'll help you with your research.
Thanks.
Thanks, Jan van Meulen. Always a pleasure to speak to you. God bless. Bye bye.